Shawliullah writes, when he says fitna, in the commentary of this hadith, it is mentioned, أَنْدَ تَمُوجُ كَمَوْجِ الْبَحْرِ كَنَا بِذَلِكَ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْمُخَاصَمَةِ. What was the reference? That there would be turbulence, they would be skirmishes, they would be battles, they would be fitan upon fitan in this ummah. He writes under this, وَهِيَ فَسَادُ تَدْبِيرِ الْمَدِينَةِ. Not one home would be in chaos, one society, one entire nation would be in mayhem. And what is that? طَمْعُ النَّاسِ فِي الْخِلَافَةِ مِنْ غَيْرِ إِسْتِحْقَاقِ. People will be aspiring for leadership, make me in charge. Every man's slogan, from a micro to a macro level, from a simple to the global stage, اجعلني على خزائن الأرض إني حفيظ عليم. Appoint me, nominate me, delegate me, select me. In تيسير الكريم المنان في سيرة عثمان بن عفان, on page 20, there's an incident mentioned there. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was in his fatal illness. He called Sayyidina Uthman and he said, I'm going to dictate the name of the Khalifa after my demise. So Sayyidina Uthman writes, and he's the scribe. And just as Sayyidina Abu Bakr is about to dictate the name of his successor, he passes out and he becomes unconscious. An ideal time to exploit and interfere. That, you know what, you were in a coma, you had no clue what you said. There's legal action, we got recourse. This is what you dictated. So at that, look at how Allah tested them, but these were clean people, these were genuine people. Just at that time, Sayyidina Abu Bakr passes out. So Sayyidina Uthman fills in the form himself, and he writes the name, I gave you the reference of where I've read it, he writes the name of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. So when Abu Bakr gains consciousness, katabt, have you recorded, have you captured? He said, yes. Isma man, whose name? He said, I wrote the obvious name after you, Umar ibn Khattab, who else? Qala Abu Bakr munsharih as-sadri. Abu Bakr said, this is such a peaceful way to pass away, knowing very well that there's no rivalry in this ummah for position. And then, after the period of Sayyidina Umar, Allah gave that khilafah to Sayyidina Uthman. لما قضى صديق أحمد نحبه دفع الخلافة للإمام الثاني أعني به الفاروق فرق بين الحق والباطل ومضى وخلى الأمر شورى بينهم في الأمر فاجتمعوا على عثمان من كان يسهر ليلة في ركعة فيكمل ختمة القرآن والويل للركب الذين سعوا إلى عثمان فاجتمعوا على العصيان ويل لمن قتل الحسين فإنه قد باء من مولاه بالخسران لسنا نكفر مسلما بكبيرة والله ذو عفو وذو غفران. In that the poet communicates this transmission of Nubuwwat and Khilafat, when Sayyidina Uthman, when this verse was revealed, الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف. A verse of the 17 Jews. And each Khalifa lived up to this picture that was painted. That the Khulafa are those, if ever Allah gives them power and authority, they will not abuse, they will not exploit, there will be no embezzlement of funds, they will honor it diligently. Sayyidina Uthman used to say, ثَنَاءٌ قَبْلَ بَلَاءٍ. Allah is praising us before testing us, lauding us before subjecting us, complimenting us before testing us. So then, Shawliyullah writes, I'm running through it briefly, وَمِنْهَا فِتْنَةٌ مُسْتَطِيرَةٌ. Then there will be a fitna that will grip mankind. And what would be that? تَغَيُّرُ النَّاسِ مِنَ الْإِنسَانِيَّةِ. Where mankind would be stripped of his human instinct. And people will reduce themselves to animalistic behavior. You hear of Allahu Akbar, incest, you hear of rape, you hear of juvenile murders, you hear of bestiality. What and what don't we hear? لَيَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَىٰ أُمَّتِي كَمَا أَتَىٰ عَلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ حَذْوَ النَّقْلِ بِالنَّقْلِ حَتَّى إِنْ كَانَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَتَىٰ أُمَّهُ عَلَانِيَةً لَكَانَ فِي أُمَّتِي مَنْ يَصْنَعُ ذَلِكَ. In this time, there would be people that would perpetrate the heinous crime of incest by sleeping with their biological mothers. And when this will happen, the next fitna, Shawliyullah writes, then will come the tornadoes, then will come the quakes, then will come the tsunamis. Very recently in Africa, perhaps you're following news, there was an earthquake. And let me tell you, I was grateful to Allah. I was sitting and reading hadith. And I literally seen that Kabif jolt. I seen it literally rock. And this hadith came to mind. While we describe and hype up the signs of Qiyamah, make no mistake, the actual moment would be sudden. So there would be a gradual build up. But it's not the day that Qiyamah is going to happen. There'll be an announcement. No buses will be operating. No coaches on track. Please stay indoors. We're expecting a major event at 8 o'clock. We'll keep you posted. Watch social media. No, no. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ I swear by Allah, in whose control is my life. إِنَّ الرَّجُلَيْنِ يَتَبَايَعَانِ Buyer and seller would be in a transaction. لَيَنْشُرَانِ الثَّوْبِ A piece of cloth would be put on the counter. And they would be debating the price. فَمَا يَتْوِيَانِهِ Before they conclude it, they would be this awful cry and it would be Qiyamah. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَمْدُرُ حَوْذَهُ يُصْلِحُهُ بِالطِّينِ الْمُتَمَاسِكِ And a man would be doing the final touches of his new home. He would be just busy plastering the pond and concluding the final bits of his pool. Tomorrow we're moving on and no human would ever put his foot in there. وَإِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيَحْلُبُ نَاقَتَهُ And your camel would be at home and you would be milking it, but nobody would lift that vessel to his mouth and it will be Qiyamah. وَمِنْهَا نَزْعُ الْعَمَانَةِ عَنْ صُدُورِ الرِّجَالِ Then would come this period where there would be nothing like trust, honesty, transparency. It would be gone. The hadith is there. The Prophet ﷺ was describing Qiyamah. إِذْ جَاءَ أَعْرَابِيٌ A villager came. مَتَى السَّاعَةِ O Nabi of Allah, when is this Qiyamah happening? So he ﷺ said, إِذَا ضُيِّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةِ When trust would be exploited, abused, people will commit a breach in a trust. O Nabi of Allah, when would that happen? إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ When undeserving people will aspire for position and they would be given that particular post and position, then consider Qiyamah at your door. Briefly, I run you through few extracts of the life of Umar in terms of his honesty and transparency in the position in which he was ruling. And we can draw this home to a simple, basic, micro level. We don't have to elevate it to the global stage. Look in our personal life in terms of honesty, loyalty, fidelity, transparency. It's absent. I say this in many of my marriage talks. How many men spend lavishly on their wives? Not because they're generous, but they're trying to appease the guilt that kills them because of the infidelity in the absence of their wife. So the man is coming home not out of kindness, but he cannot look his wife in her eyes because he knows what those gazes do in the late hours of the night. And it is not a thumb suck and there's not a shot in the dark. I'm talking of what I'm personally dealing with. So he gives generously. He's trying to appease that guilt that is eating him. Amana will be gone. It will be absent. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu becomes ill. The physicians prescribe that honey is the way for your cure. In the Baytul Ma, there was a vial of honey. He gathers everybody. He said, I am ill. They have suggested I must take some honey. If there is collective consensus that I can have a teaspoon, then I will take it. But if anybody declines, I will not impose and I will not take the medication. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Ibn Abi Dunya makes mention of it. He dispatches a group to Syria. And in those people, he sent a message to Abdurrahman ibn Auf that tell Abdurrahman ibn Auf, I need some financial aid. I'm looking at about 4,000 dirhams. As soon as I have it, I will repay him. So the envoy communicates the sentiments of Umar radiallahu anhu to Abdurrahman ibn Auf. So Abdurrahman ibn Auf very casually says, قُلْ لِأَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَأْخُذْهَا مِنْ بَيْتِ الْمَالِ ثُمَّ لِيَرُدَّهَا Tell Umar, I must send the money from Sham. By the time he gets it and all this transfer and the rest of it, he can just borrow the money from the national treasury. When he has it, he can repay it. فَلَمَّا رَجَعَ الرَّسُولُ When the envoy returns, he bounces off the sentiments of Abdurrahman ibn Auf to Sayyidina Umar. شَقَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى Umar. There's a scrawl, there's a frown on the forelock of Umar radiallahu anhu. But he makes a mental note and he moves on. Subsequently, he meets up with Abdurrahman ibn Auf. He said, أَنْتَ الْقَائِلْ لِيَأْخُذْهَا مِنْ بَيْتِ الْمَالِ So were you the brave man who said, I must take the money from the national treasury? Yeah, I did say it. I didn't mean to deny you. I just said for purposes of ease. Umar said, and then I would have taken it. And then I would have passed away without paying it. And then I guess you would say, دَعُوهَا لِأَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. You can waive this. After all, he was the leader of the believers. Then who would rescue Umar on the day of Qiyamah? وَلَكِنْ أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَخُذَهَا مِنْ رَجُلٍ حَرِيسٍ شَحِيحٍ مِثْلَكَ. But I wanted to take it from someone who is particular about his wealth, that if I don't repay it, he claims it from my estate. And I'm referring to you, O Sayyidina Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu. Some wealth came into Medina. So Hafsa radiallahu anha comes to Sayyidina Umar. She's the daughter of Sayyidina Umar, the consort of Nabi alayhi salam. She has two feathers on her cap. Being the daughter is one, being the spouse of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a different honor and privilege. She says, oh my dad, you've got this wealth. Inna Allaha awsa bil aqrabin. Allah says, you must be kind to your relatives. And after all, I'm your daughter. So Sayyidina Umar said, Inna Allaha awsa bil aqrabin min mali. Amma hadha fa fay'ul muslimin. Ghashashti abaki ya Hafsa. Listen, my daughter, I understand Islam. Allah has ordained and impressed upon me kindness and goodness to my... Now today you look at nepotism in our circles, in our institutions. There's barely anyone free of it. Oh Hafsa, Allah has impressed upon me, I must be kind to my relatives from my own wealth, not the wealth of the Ummah. This is not your father's wealth. Ibn Abi Dunya makes mention on the strength of Abdullah ibn Arqam. He said, we had some spoils from a place called Jalula. So I came to Sayyidina Umar, I said, we have the spoils of war, you want to advise how to disseminate and distribute? Umar radiallahu anhu said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَنِي فَارِغًا. When you see one day I'm not so busy, come to me and then we will sit and dissolve this year. So one day I seen there was a bit of a gap and an opening. I went up. I said, Umar, can we spare some time? He said, go for it. So anyway, he said, Ubsut li nita'an. Spread the tablecloth. The cloth was spread. فَأُفِيضَ الْمَالُ عَلَيْهِ. The wealth was put on there. And then he said, such a profound statement. He said, Allahumma innana la nastati'u illa an nafraha bima zayyanta lana. Allah, we have no choice but to be impressed by something you have adorned for us. We have no choice. As humans, it's intrinsic. It's inherent. It's inborn to us. So wealth is attractive. Allahumma faj'alna nunfiquhu fi haqqin. Allah, give us the ability to spend this wealth that in a manner that pleases you. Faja'a bi ibnin lahu yuhmal yuqalu lahu Abdul Rahman ibn Bahiyya. Just then one of his sons were brought in, which was born to him from the slave girl Bahiyya. The little boy said, Dad, why are you distributing? Can I ask for a simple basic ring from all this wealth and beauty that is displayed before you? He said, اذهب إلى أمك تسقيك سويقا. Go to your mom and tell her to give you porridge or cereal. This is not your father's wealth. This is not your father's wealth. We can continue speaking about it. Some musk came into Medina. So Sayyidina Umar needed to distribute it. He said, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنِّي وَجَدْتُ إِمْرَأَةً حَسَنَةَ الْوَزْنِ. I wish I could find a woman who has the ability to distribute this fragrance and this musk in a manner that it is fair and just. So his wife, Atika bint Zayd bin Amr bin Nufail radiallahu anha, she volunteered. She says, Umar, I have the ability. You know I'm your spouse. So he said, no, I know you, my spouse. And she was a woman of exceptional beauty. And the tale is very long, how he wedded her. It's amazing. But be it as it may, she volunteered her skills. Sayyidina Umar declined. So she said, why are you taking exception to my abilities? He said, while you will be distributing the musk, perhaps there would be some musk left on your fingers. And inadvertently, you would apply it on the temples of your forehead. In doing so, you will have more than the general woman of Medina. نَزْعُ الْأَمَانَ مِنْ صُدُورِ الرِّجَالِ. And let me halt and interject and objectively digress at this place. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, before Qiyamah, سَتَرَوْنَ أَثَرَ. You will see discrimination. You will see nepotism. You will see exploitation. You will see all this blatant and brazen. قَالُوا فَمَا تَأْمُرُنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, how do we immunize ourselves? How do we inoculate? How do we fortify? أَدُّوا إِلَيْهِمْ حَقَّهُمْ وَسَلُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّكُمْ. Listen, whoever you owe a due to, discharge your due to him. And what is owed to you, ask it from Allah. This is not only in a political context. The ayat I recited, وَجَعَلْنَا بَعْضَكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ فِتْنَةٍ. You must read in the tafsir of the tafsir of Uthmani in the footnotes what's mentioned. We've made one human a trial for another human. We've made one a test for another. And it's mentioned, the Unabi of Allah, the disbelievers are there to test your perseverance and you are there to test their submission. In every context, there's this, you can apply this. And then the Quran said, أَتَصْبِرُونَ, will you jointly persevere? وَكَانَ رَبُّكَ بَصِيرًا. Allah is watching who's persevering and who's inflicting. Hence, the one who's persevering will be rewarded and the one who's inflicting will be subjected to retribution. وَمِنْهَا التَّعَمُّقْ فِي تَأْوِيلَاتِ مُتَشَابِهَاتِ الْقُرْآنِ. Then will come a fitna where people with no knowledge, not with cursory knowledge. You see, the Quran says this, and so amazing. Sometimes you get into a debate with a man and he's not well read, but he's well traveled. He's a seasoned traveler. Like one brother told me, he said, Sheikh, some people have attitude problems. The way you fly, and I think you have an altitude problem. So he's a seasoned traveler. He travels a lot. So because he relies on his extensive travels, he wants to kick up an argument with everyone. No. But I see this in Africa. But I seen this here in this location. But I've met with these people. He needs to tell the world I'm well traveled. And then he wants to argue. Then you get another man who's sitting in his simple location. He hasn't got much, but he's self-tutored. He's read a lot. So he's always has robust debates and discussions, and he wants to argue and stimulate and combat and counter. Whether they have a leg to stand on or not is irrelevant. I want to say something beyond. Then you get the man who's not well-schooled, not tutored, not educated, not traveled, not read, and he still wants to argue. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ. He has no leg to stand on. He's got no teeth to bite. Literal and metaphorical. And he wants to argue. وَمِنْهَا التَّعَمُّقُ. People will start going into the ambiguities of the Quran, going to the intricacies of the Quran. When the Quran says, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Allah said, I've only revealed it to test you how much you can believe. You have no idea what it means. You have no idea, and I have not revealed it. The meaning is unknown. The reason of its revelation is to see your compliance. But people will try and get into it. No, I've bounced this off. I've referenced this. I've read this. I've come across this. I've heard this. I've Googled. My word. Imam Hakim makes mention of the narration in Mustadrak. Someone came to the giant Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiyallahu anhumah. He said, two verses of the Quran, I see this apparent contradiction. Can you help me reconcile? فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. So there's this one day of Qiyamah equivalent to 50,000 years. And there's, Allah also refers to this day of Qiyamah as 1,000. كَأَلْفِ كَأَلْفِ. So academically, from the grammar, ka and tashbih, and there's a host of answers given. In essence, Allah refers to Qiyamah for the average person to appreciate, and I don't want to raise it above your understanding. The Qiyamah has been referred to as 50,000 years or 1,000 years. كَأَلْفِ سَنَى. Now, there's great explanation given. Somebody asked Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, reconcile. He said, هُمَا يَوْمَانِ ذَكَرَهُمَ اللَّهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ اللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِهِمَا وَأَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَقُولَ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا أَعْلَمُ. Imam Hakim has narrated this. He said, these are 2 days. Allah has categorically mentioned it in the Quran. He knows best. How dare I blurt what I don't know? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I was reading the saying of someone. He said, it took me many years to realize how easy it is to say, I don't know. It took me many years to realize how easy it is to say, I don't know. And then what would happen? وَمِنْهَا سَبُّ شُيُوعُ سَبِّ السَّلَفِ الصَّالِحِ. What would be the order of the day? Speaking ill, condescending remarks of the scholars, making nasty remarks, just blowing it out of proportion. Some people believe that their religious contribution is to speak ill of scholars. No, I'm active, I'm hands-on, we mobilize in what you do. I've exposed that one, I put the light on that one, I'm taking that one to the cleaners. That's my contribution to deen. We live in a very, very challenging time, my brothers. For many people, the benchmark of piety and acceptance of an individual is how much social hits he has on his Facebook page. Is that the benchmark of acceptance? No, no, he's a great scholar. Great will be Qiyamah, my brother. Great will be Qiyamah. Qiyamah will decide. The Nabi of Allah is sitting, and then Abu Dharr Ghifari passes by, and Jibreel is in the form of Dihya Kalbi. And then Jibreel makes a remark, alayhi salam, hada Abu Dharrin, law sallama alayna laradadna alayhi. There your companion Abu Dharr went by. I guess he didn't recognize me. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Jibreel, you know Abu Dharr? Walladhi ba'athaka bilhaqqi nabiyya. I swear by that Allah who has made you his Nabi. Abu Dharr is more famous on the heavens than the earth. We talk about him there more often. Social media gives you recognition or not. They put you on Facebook or not. When Sayyidina Yunus was swallowed by the whale, Ibn Rajab Hanbali has made mention of it, and that's where I read it. So Allah asked the Malaika, you know who's making this dua to me from the depth of the ocean? So the angels gave an amazing answer. They said, Sawtum ma'roof min biladin ghariba. We're familiar with the voice, but not the location. We know that voice, but that place, no, I've never been there. So Allah said, this is my servant Yunus. So all the Malaika said, Allah, we know this voice every day. Accept our intercession and rescue him. I ask a young boy today, when you're in a crisis, who knows it? The girls know it, the clubs know it, the pubs know it. The Malaika don't know that voice. Familiarize yourself to the Malaika and familiarize yourself to that pure celestial creation of Allah. So then what would happen before Qiyamah? People would speak ill. Abu Hanifa, oh, driven by logic. Driven by logic, my brother. Somebody came to me and said, no, what you telling me? Imam Abu Hanifa was born in India. I said, hey, my brother. لَقَدْ زَانَ الْبِلَادَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا لَقَدْ زَانَ الْبِلَادَ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا إِمَامُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَبُو حَنِيفَ بِأَحْكَامٍ وَآثَارٍ وَفِقْهٍ كَآيَاتِ الزَّبُورِ فِي الصَّحِيفَةِ فَمَا بِالْمَشْرِقَيْنِ لَهُ نَظِيرٌ وَلَا بِالْمَغْرِبَيْنِ وَلَا بِكُوفَةٍ فَرَحْمَةُ رَبِّنَا أَبَدًا عَلَيْهِ مَدَى الْأَيَّامِ مَا قُرِئَتْ صَحِيفًا. Go knock the door of Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i. He said, nobody has decorated the planet like Abu Hanifa has adorned the earth. لَقَدْ زَانَ الْبِلَادِ وَمَنْ عَلَيْهَا إِمَامُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ أَبُو حَنِيفَ. With what? With ornaments, with wealth, with embellishments? بِأَحْكَامٍ وَآثَارٍ وَفِقْهٍ. Juristic rulings, Islamic deductions, prophetic explanations. كَآيَاتِ الزَّبُورِ فِي الصَّحِيفَةِ. He said, I traveled the world, I went to the east and the west. I was searching, I couldn't see a replica of Abu Hanifa. So I said, let me go back to his birthplace. Maybe that land is rich. But even that land became barren. They couldn't repeat another Abu Hanifa. They gave birth once and they said, that's it. فَمَا بِالْمَشْرِقَيْنِ لَهُ نَذِيرٌ. And then you want to sit and say he was like that, and it's a thumbsack, and it's a shot in the dark, it's رَجْمًا بِالْغَيْبِ. Oh my Allah, where have we come, my Allah? In what era has our eyes opened up? And then he said, وَمِنْهَا فِتْنَا. Then will come a fitna. إِسْتِحْلَالُ الْفُرُوجِ. Where people will legitimize zina. No, no, you can party, you can have this. The narration, one narration on the strength of Abu Hurairah, the Nabi of Allah said, Qiyamah will not come, حَتَّى تُؤْخَذَ الْمَرْأَةُ نَهَارًا جِهَارًا فِي وَسَطِ الطَّرِيقِ. A woman would be abducted in broad daylight. She will be taken off the main road, and she would be taken, and a man would openly rape her, and a man would openly abuse her. فَيَكُونُ أَمْثَلُهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ. The noblest of that time would be the one who would say, لَوْ نَحَّيْتَهَا عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ قَلِيلًا. Listen, brother, what you doing? Can you just move off the road? We want to pass. You can do it slightly on the left side. These are the words of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Hakim has mentioned, and he says, Sahihul Isnad. You can reference it. He would say, brother, can you just move aside and do it, please? We want to walk. And Nabi alayhi salam said, the one who will have the courage to say that, he will be the Abu Bakr and Umar of that time. فَيَكُونُ أَمْثَلُهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ الَّذِي يَقُولُ لَوْ نَحَّيْتَهَا عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ قَلِيلًا فذاك فيهم مثل أبي بكر وعمر فيكم. واستحلال الخمور, and people will legitimize the consumption of intoxicants and alcoholism في اسم تأويل النبيذ. What they will say, these are energy drinks, energy bar, it didn't ferment. And then استحلال المعازف بتسلية الخاطر, enjoy music, indulge and party, rave and club. And why? We just want to tranquilize ourselves. It is therapeutic, Sheikh. ومنها ارتفاع الأمن فيما بين المسلمين. And then what would happen? The Nabi of Allah said, peace, honor, and respect and dignity would leave this ummah. حَتَّى يَقْتُلْ بَعْضُهُمْ رِقَابَ بَعْضٍ, where one will actually kill the neck of his own brother. Ibn Asakir makes mention of the narration. I've read it myself. Whatever I've said, I've referenced it myself, and I'm sharing it for you so academically you can see it yourself and you have basirat and conviction on what has been said. Ibn Asakir has mentioned it. Hassan Basri says, I came to the masjid in Basra. فَإِذَا أَنَا بِنَفَرٍ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, there was a group of Sahaba, يَتَذَاكَرُونَ زُهْدَ أَبِي بَكْرٍ وَعُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا, they were speaking about the great era of Abu Bakr and Umar, وَمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمَا, and how Allah had given them victory and Allah had given them recognition and fame. فَدَنَوْتُ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ, as I came up close, فَإِذَا فِيهِمْ أَحْنَفْ ابْنِ قَيْسَ التَّمِيمِ, among them was أَحْنَفْ ابْنِ قَيْسَ التَّمِيمِ. So أَحْنَفْ ابْنِ قَيْسَ التَّمِيمِ said, أَخْرَجَنَا عُمَرُ ابْنُ الْخَطَّابِ فِي سَرِيَّةٍ إِلَى الْعِرَاقِ, Umar radiallahu anhu had dispatched us one to Iraq. فَفَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا الْعِرَاقِ, Allah gave us victory. وَبُلْدَ فَارِسِ, and the neighboring towns of Persia. فَأَصَبْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ بَيَاضِ فَارِسِ وَخُرَاسَانِ, we got some spoils of the war. We brought the beautiful clothing home. We cleared ourselves. And we were all happy. We had victory. We had spoils. We had wealth. We had everything going good. فَأَتَيْنَا عُمَر, we came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Good news, always good. فَأَعْرَضَ عَنَّا بِوَجْهِهِ وَجَعَلَ لَا يُكَلِّمُنَا. So as we walked into Medina to greet Umar, he gives us a cold shoulder. So Sahaba was Sahaba. There was a time where a polite aversion from a mentor was adequate to rehabilitate the disciple. But today you turn your face, the sun will snub you the other way. I don't need this in my life. So we came out of there, we said, now what's this? One was to argue and say, but why is Umar giving us this cold shoulder? We went, we fought, we strove, we earned, and now Umar gives us this cold shoulder. So we went to Abdullah ibn Umar. فَشَكَوْنَا إِلَيْهِ مَا نَزَلَ بِنَا مِنْ أَمِيرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We say, oh Abdullah ibn Umar, we went to your dad. He didn't welcome us. He was hostile. He wasn't receptive. Any idea why? What did we do wrong? He said, إِنَّ أَمِيرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَأَى عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا لَمْ يَرَى رَسُولَ اللَّهِ يَلْبَسُهُ. Must I spell it to you? Umar never seen the Nabi of Allah wearing this exclusive clothing that you are wearing. Hence, Umar's eyes can't digest this. Now one is to say, yeah, but what's wrong? But Allah gave it to me. But who are you to tell me? But what? You got a bone to pick with me. Everything is contentious. No, this was a compliant nation. And in that was their success. And in that is our stumbling block. I mentioned yesterday, I was telling my youngsters, I said, you know, you people with these phones, a mobile phone in your hand is like a knife in a toddler's hand. So my eldest one says, you know what, Abu, that's a good idea for your talks. I said, I'll put it in my talk later, but you put it in your life now. Dad, that's a brilliant quotation for your talks. I said, leave that for later. Internalize it, apply it, exhibit it. فَأَتَيْنَا مَنَازِلَنَا, we came home, فَنَزَعْنَا مَا كَانَ عَلَيْنَا, we removed our clothes, we put on our regular clothing, and then we came to Sayyidina Umar. قَامَ يُعَانِقُنَا رَجُلًا رَجُلًا حَتَّى كَأَنَّهُ لَمْ يَرَنَا قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ. Umar gives us this warm embrace. He comes out, he hugs us, he embraces us. There's this jubilant flavor that has gripped the entire atmosphere. And the way he received us, as if nothing happened 10 minutes before. You see, this was the beauty of Sahaba. My heart is clean. There's an issue I have with you, not with you, but with that issue. Move the thorny issue and we're brothers. Anyway, I need to expedite things here. I see this clock is giving me some message. So amongst the things we had, we presented him some delicacies. We said, Umar, you want to have this here? We brought some sweet meat. فَذَاقَهُ عُمَر, Umar tasted it. فَوَجَدَهُ طَعْبَتْ طَعْمَ الرِّيحِ. But he found it to be very tasty, very palatable, scrumptious. He said, please don't give me this food. Why?
لَيَقْتُلَنَّ مِنْكُمُ الْإِبْنُ أَبَاهُ وَالْأَخُ أَخَاهُ عَلَىٰ هَذَا الطَّعَامُ.
This is such a delicacy. I can foresee in this ummah a time will come, a son will literally kill his father to lay his hands on food like this. And a brother will slay his sibling to procure amenities like this. Don't tarnish me with food, go feed it to someone else.
I try and draw my talk to a close and the fitnas will continue. What is the message? How do we insulate ourselves?
The Nabi of Allah had cautioned us and he had warned us when he spoke about the fitna of Dajjal. He said, Dajjal will emerge on this earth. Wallahu khalifati ala kulli muslim. Allah is my deputy to every believer. Innahu shabbun qatatun bi fathatayn ala al-mashhur. He would be this young man, Dajjal. Shadidu ju'udati shari. His hair would be extremely curly. And let me give you a beautiful analogy of one of my scholars. May Allah preserve him. He said, don't be in the delusion and the deception that when you see Dajjal, curly hair, one-eyed, hey, you the wicked character, right? Yeah, like my Nabi told me, I better be careful. Hey, make a backstep. Who doesn't know that wealth is the fitna? Who doesn't know that zina is the fitna? You know the hadith, you read the hadith, but when someone lures you into, you say, my Nabi warned me? No, you fall hood, line and sinker into the fitna. Despite having all the knowledge and the theory, you tell a man, you know, you're smoking, it's bad. He said, Sheikh, I've read about it more than you know. But I cannot abandon it. The one guy says, I was reading the harms of cigarette. It was so bad. It was so bad. I gave up reading. And my dad always says, and may Allah bless him. He says the tobacco industry can boldly print the harms of cigarettes, but yet not fear a drop in sale. Why? Because we've become an addicted nation. So you walk into the shop. Can I have a pack of cigarette, please? Yeah, I'm looking for that one. They're the one that causes cancer, please. And then a woman walks in and it's apparent by her demeanor that she's on the family way. Can I have the one that's harmful for the fetus, please? Yeah, that's the exact one. Two packs, please. Thank you very much. What? Print the harms of cigarettes. Cover your back against any legal recourse. There's no litigation. But you know, this nation has become drunk and they are swallowed into it. They will see beyond it and they will not rest till they don't have it. Where have this ummah lost its values and society? So, what is the message? The Prophet ﷺ said, Dajjal will come, عَاثَ يَمِينًا عَاثَ شِمَالًا. He will cause mayhem and havoc on this earth. The Nabi of Allah said, and that's what I say to you in my last few words, يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ فَثْبُتُوا. يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. Oh my ummah, if I'm there, I'll defend you. But if I'm not there, I beg you, stay firm. I beg you, stay firm. These were the words of Muhammad ﷺ. يَا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ فَثْبُتُوا. There's a temptation on the net. There's a temptation with porn. There's a temptation with evil. There's a temptation with illicit relation. Ya ibadallah fathbutu. Just to conclude the hadith of Salma radiallahu anha, she says the Nabi of Allah awakens by night. He says great fitna, great wealth has come down, great treasures. And coupled with that, he said great fitnas has come. And then how did he respond to that? He said, may yuqidhu sawahib al-hujurat. Would someone go and awaken my spouses and tell them to perform prayer? Prayer is the way to insulate, protect and fortify yourself. رُبَّ كَاسِيَةٍ فِي الدُّنْيَا عَارِيَةٍ أَوْ عَارِيَةٌ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. For many who are clad in this world will be deprived of any garment on the day of Qiyamah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He protect us against all these fitnas. While it's happening, let us not be the victims and let it not happen within our environment or our precincts. I leave you with two quotations that I read, which are very thought stimulating. Someone said, your life is like a coin. You can spend it in any direction you want to, but you can only spend it once. Your life is like a coin. You can spend it and buy anything, but you can only spend it once. And the second quotation that I read that really stimulated me, they say, life is fragile. Handle with care. صلى الله عليه وسلم على نبينا